The Techno Funk Boy presents Tales from the Rusty Speeder. Treehouse, Chapter 7.
All right, so let me just make sure that I'm understanding what y'all are doing. Rave and Pete are using the TIE fighter to come in from the air, where pretty much everybody else, including your friend Korku and his Trandoshan friend, are approaching by speeder bike from below.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct.
Are y'all trying
directly to the site? We're going to hoof it in to the site from a distance away.
Okay, so you're going to stop the bikes and then walk
to try to avoid attention. Yeah.
Okay. So are y'all going, are y'all like planning to hit there at the same time?
Well, I think we should be there. Definitely. We want to set contingency, like a contingency disaster plan, to bring the structure down if things go really, really sideways, but I don't anticipate. I guess our the first contingency would be us there as muscle, sort of on site if they need help.
Right. Sorry, are you going to get there early?
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know what you think.
I'm going to bring a Wookiee wig.
Don't you have a coat? A Wookiee coat?
You have a Wookiee coat.
Yeah, I have a Wookiee coat. Yeah. I'm going to bring that. It's going to be with me because I'm going to wear it. Because it might behoove us for me to blend, like, seem like a random savage running around and with a Trandoshans chasing me, you know, as a cover.
Oh, I like that. Okay.
With the Yakety Sax playing in the background.
So, yeah.
Gotcha.
So that's part of our diversion. That's our primary diversion, if necessary, is we create a big ruckus. Y'all are chasing me. I'm a escaped slave, and they, you know, we're there for help. But then if we get caught, that's our cover.
Okay.
If things go south upstairs, they come down. They see what's going on. They, you know, they let you on because you've captured me now, and you're waiting for your lift to come pick us up. And but then we're in the base. So I feel like that's how we sneak in. In fact, we might just go ahead and do that after they're in.
Okay.
All right. So if y'all could, whichever one of you has the better stealth, give me a stealth roll. This is not going to be a hard one because there's not that many patrols out. So it'll only be one purple.
Stealth.
I got three.
It's all you, buddy.
Against what? One purple?
One purple.
One purple.
Two success, one advantage.
All right.
Nice.
So you're definitely able to make it there without being noticed. Anything particular you want your advantage to be?
We have lots of cover.
And the tree that they want to blow up, conveniently I'll put out like a cave.
Yeah, we're our advantages. Yeah, we're concealed very well.
Sounds good. So they are in place. So the TIE fighter coming in.
Yeah.
All right. So y'all are y'all immediately get hailed.
No, who's flying? Because I can't fly.
It should be fairly easy to fly.
I would probably crash trying to land on the dock. You know, I only have one arm. So.
I say, TIE Fighter Orion, what is your destination and heading?
What's the name of this base?
Alphalon Epsilon.
What? What was it?
I don't know.
He said Alphalon.
Alphalon?
Epsilon.
Eps. Epsilon. Okay. Alphalon Epsilon. No. Unidentified TIE fighter. This is Alphalon Epsilon. State your destination, your purpose.
Alphalon Epsilon, this is Assistant Director Shithra Venincha here to do a routine inspection on your facilities.
Understood. Please transmit authorization code.
Transmitting now.
Beep boop.
So here, let's see, how are we going to do that? So it's going to need to be a computer roll.
Also a deception roll. Well, no. The code is
yeah, and you're good at computers, but it was a good code, and so I will put just to have you do a computer roll, two blues against two purple.
Is this him or me?
Whichever one of you has a better computer is fine.
I just rolled it. One success, one advantage.
All right. So do you have a preference for an advantage?
It's not an older code.
So just check out. All right. So
or it is specifically an officer code.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah, that makes sense.
All right. What did you say, assistant director?
Yes.
All right. Thank you, assistant director. Your escort should be arriving shortly. Please proceed to the hangar.
Affirmative.
To a TIE fighter comes up from the trees and joins you at your wing and is kind of guiding you to the location. So we do need a pretty simple piloting planetary role. Do you have that? Oh yeah, you do. You're good at that. And this is just very routine, so it's going to be one purple.
Two advantage.
But no success?
But no success.
Okay, so as you're like, you know, like kind of going along, your hand completely slips and you waver, and they come on the intercom and say, steady, assistant director, you're coming in. You're coming in too wobbly. You're gonna crash. But you straighten up, and you do have advantages if you would like to use those.
Let's see. How about the guy on the other end of the comms is friendly? He's probably pretty bored, and he likes the idea of someone new showing up.
So what is he like chatting you up and stuff?
He's extra patient.
Yeah.
Okay. because we just did a flyby, and he's in good spirits anyway.
Right, okay.
Oh, well, we didn't land that time. We're going to try again.
Maybe they have a tractor beam and make it.
Does this one parallel park itself?
Nice.
Did we get the Audi TIE fighter?
Oh, gosh. So, all right. So you are led to the back. Actually, it's the back hangar. So this is at the top of the map. And this is where they land kind of on this platform. The other ship comes actually into the hangar, but you can land just on that platform is fine. What you notice about this place is it's got that kind of Empire vibe to it, but a lot more of the structure than you are normally associate with the Empire is wooden. And so like they try to put down their normal like black flooring and stuff like that, but just from the outside you can tell that most of the frame is wood. And so you land inside, you know, especially in the hangar area, like any area that is not critical that it be covered and like really protected is just kind of made almost log cabin style with large planks of wood. As you get farther inside, then it becomes more metallic, more plastic. And you land and you see a couple of officers are coming out onto the platform to greet you.
How is my pretend rank relate to theirs?
You would outrank them.
Excellent.
These are like some just lieutenants that were put in charge of a remote outpost. But we don't have anybody of really high rank here. And while you are getting out of the ship, our ground crew, do you do anything?
We are still hidden. We're waiting on a signal. So no, I guess I don't know. What do you?
Are y'all putting up charges?
No, not yet, because we don't want to leave evidence. I think we're waiting to. We'll put them up if we need to blow something up.
Does Grunk know you have charges?
I mean,
I don't know how big they are. So
we'd have charges left over from the dreadnought that we infiltrated earlier.
Yeah, still have those.
We got them in our backpacks. Okay. Like, we didn't give them to him.
I didn't know if, like, we had
he's kind of there as like a
bomb charge or something.
No, these are thermal detonators, like the one they chose in earlier.
I'd like to see if there's any other kinds of, like, access, like, what are they called? Like, jerry tubes or, like, man, like, any kind of access from the ground floor level. Jeffrey's tubes, exactly. From, like, the ground floor up to the facility, just like looking, you know, to see if there's any kinds of like accesses from the ground except for the lift and the staircase.
Yeah.
Okay. Give me then, that is going to be, I just perception roll, fairly easy. We'll go with two purple just to see what you can find.
Okay. Three success, one advantage.
Oh, nice. Okay. So you do find a pretty hefty sized tube going down one of the trees that seems to be, if you want to use your advantage to figure out what it is, it's I'm assuming you would like that, or
sure,
do you have another?
Yeah.
Okay. No, so this is going to be the sewage tube, going down, and it kind of turns and goes along the ground a little bit, and it seems to be going toward a lake, and you're like, great, nice job, Empire. Couldn't even dispose of it properly. It's pretty decent sized tube. If you wanted to climb up through crap, you might be able to.
All right.
That would be cool. A hard roll.
Gotcha.
Because the inside of the tube is lined with crap.
But they don't have a ladder like our tube?
Like what?
Like our sewers in the real world?
You can look inside if you want.
I'm not there.
That's true. Why am I answering your questions?
I actually had the same question. I mean, is there must be a way to climb up in the inside, I would assume, for maintenance purposes.
Well, with Imperial technology, if are access points in the tube along the way, and they probably have some vehicle that can fly up there.
Oh, yeah, that would make sense. Okay.
All right, so y'all just waiting. Korku is going to kind of look at you and kind of grin, and he's like, you weren't kidding about minimal danger here.
Yeah, I look at him and I sort of like smile at him. Yeah, I'm not expecting too much trouble, hopefully.
Well, hey, you know, 500 is 500, huh?
Yeah. I hope you're not wearing your Sunday best there.
Yeah. I saw you looking at that tube pretty good.
Yeah.
Because
We've crawled through worse before, haven't we?
But never for 500. Never.
Well, that's true.
So the other Trandoshan is really, really quiet, and he seems younger than y'all, and he doesn't seem nervous or anything, but he's very, very focused.
Gotcha.
Okay, I noticed that.
Do they seem?
Yeah, I'm also like, I've been kind of quiet more than normally because I'm Crust's people, so like they're. I mean, I'm normally like a pretty outgoing Wookiee, but I've been keeping. Uh-huh. I've been trying to be the alert one and let Crust be the go-between. But I go over and ask him. I talk to that guy and try to perceive if he's up to anything. You know, just to kind of like, I get a weird vibe.
Uh-huh.
So I just kind of like, hey man, you've been doing this kind of work long, but I'm also looking for any hints. Can I do like a perception to see if I notice through that our conversation?
Yeah, absolutely. But I will warn you up front is Corku's going to say, he don't speak Wookiee real good.
Okay, so I start to talk to him and, But Crust hears me, and then like
I translate. Yeah.
All right. What was the actual question?
You know, you've been doing this kind of work long. You like this kind of life? Like, kind of. I'm not being serious. I'm kind of like jesting, trying to start talking because he looks very focused, and I'm not a very focused. So part of my personality is like that makes me alert. Somebody's like steady or focused on something, and like makes me want to like. That focus, because partly because I want to know what's going on, but mess with
it. Right. Yeah. So what he says is, I haven't been doing it too long, but it's kind of a family business thing. So I've been around the work for all my life, and at that, Corku is going to. Turn to Krusk and say, yeah, you remember that guy, Slorge?
I sort of squint my eyes like I'm trying to recall.
Yeah, and he you recall he did a job with you like years ago.
Sure.
Yeah, that's his boy.
Ah. I try to remember if Slorge was on the up and up, like if he was a good dude.
Yeah, he was fine.
Okay. He was somebody that I trusted.
I mean, it was one job. He wasn't one in tight with y'all, but you know, he did his job.
Sure. I kind of like nod over at the kid or at the younger Trandoshan. Yeah, I remember your father. We did a job before together. Hopefully, you live up to his reputation.
Okay.
I sort of do the same. I'm doing the same thing as Snatch, trying to sort of like make sure he's on the up and up. Like okay. He's with us.
You can do a perception, right?
Like, right. Yeah. So y'all. So what? Whoever has the better perception, just give me a perception roll, and we'll put some depth to this roll by doing three purples, and just to see how much you can glean from him.
I got two yellow, one green.
I got. What is this perception?
Right.
Yeah. I got a feeling mine's not good.
You have three green.
Where is that?
Under perception. It's a little bit of a smart-ass answer, but it was...
All right. Yeah. I got three. Yeah, you go.
Yeah, I got success one, threat two, triumph one.
Ooh, triumph. What are we going to do with that?
Oh, man.
Okay, so just from your success, you kind of get the same impression that he's not nervous. He knows what he's supposed to do, but he's also very focused. He doesn't really small talk. He'll answer your questions, but he's there. He's looking around. He's making sure that y'all are safe and doing his job well. Mm. But Triumph, what are we going to do with that?
He knows Krusk and reveres him because he worked with his dad. He had a good relationship with his dad, so he likes the people that like the dad. And then he he wants to become, he wants to join our crew. He asked to join our crew, like, at the end of this mission, like, become an NPC.
Wow.
That's a triumph, right?
You'll get a new team member with a triumph? That's a little much.
Yeah, I just want to see how far the triumph get.
Okay.
What are the limits of a triumph?
I rolled 7.
You know, 38 people have a small army.
I have an idea for a triumph.
He volunteers to crawl up the poop tube.
That was a workload.
You know what? If y'all want to do that one, then y'all can do that one.
Well, we should suggest a triumph before we decided that was a joke.
I have an idea for a triumph that would actually take a little bit of time to play out.
Okay.
If y'all can't think of one, or if y'all want to use that one, then that would be cool.
I'm game to let it play out. I can't think of anything off the top of my head that would be.
I mean, he could have been here before and worked here before, possibly, and like knows how to get in and like knows some of the even for him. I mean, but that's, I don't know. That's another.
Yeah.
Okay. We could do that. I would be okay with that. That he, if you want to use it, the triumph for him to have, access to the location and be able to just walk up if you want.
I like that idea, and we can roll up and sort of pull attention towards ourselves in the landing pad, not in a negative way. Like in a, he's like coming back to the base to talk to people and
maybe he tells, like he's swinging by. Like tell us that
don't want, yeah. And that way, the other Ravenet and Pete can get advantage when they're sneaking around because we've sort of drawn attention to the landing pad.
Okay, so y'all wanna try to head up?
Yeah. So let's have.
Okay. So
I don't know what his name is.
What he's gonna say is, you know, this place is really familiar. They hired me for a job out here once when, a bunch of their stormtroopers had gotten sick and they needed somebody to do patrol for a little bit. You know, I bet that lieutenant up there would recognize me. He was a good dude. We could probably head up and say, hey, I was in the area. Do you need more work? And he wouldn't think anything of it.
I like that idea. I look at him and I'm like, that sounds like a good plan. We can draw some attention to ourselves. And I look over at Snatch and I say, hey, we're going to have to make out like you're our, a captive.
Yeah, I'm already wearing my Wookiee wig.
Yeah.
I've already got it on. I'm like, okay.
You're going to have like your hands behind your back and I'm going to like be holding your wrists, but like you're a prisoner, but you're obviously going to be, you know, free.
Clorku is going to hold up some manacles and is like, I have these if you need them.
Yeah, let's do it. We'll do the old fake securement.
Okay. All right. So they're going to start working on that. And we'll head back up to the landing pad.
Cool.
Hey, Grandpa, I just can't wait to play GTA 5 online with my new PS5. Can you buy it for me for my birthday?
Well, you know, when I was your age, I had all the time in the world for video games, but no money to buy new ones. That's how I was able to beat the classics, like The Legend of Zelda.
Well, that's great, Grandpa.
Nowadays, I have all the money I need for games. In fact, they've never been easier and cheaper to buy. But, son, your grandpa amassed an entire library of games that he's never played. And now that I'm old, I just don't have the time to play them all.
Okay, Grandpa, I think my squad's getting together, so I've got
to go. That's why I listen to The Backlog Breakdown, a podcast about becoming a wise steward of your time while also enjoying video games. Whether it's detailing the strengths and pitfalls of specific games or encouraging you to take stock of your buying habits, The Backlog Breakdown helps me to get the most out of the games that I play.
You know, Christmas is still a few months away, so just forget that I
They're also really good at being bad at brevity.
Did you forget to take your meds this morning?
So y'all are getting out of the TIE fighter and
The lieutenant comes up and says hello. I'm trying to think of a name.
His name is Taron.
Hey, Taron, okay. So he comes up and he goes, Assistant Director, it's a pleasure. My name is Lieutenant Taron.
I assume he would salute first.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah.
Wow. How do you, Lieutenant?
I would like to add, my character is going to intentionally, like, walk awkwardly, like, if his movements weren't already weird, he's going to be, like, clumsy. So if I have to call coordination for that, I will. Otherwise, I'm just going to be, like, walking goofy.
Wait, what do you want to roll? Now, I wasn't going to make you roll anything, but you said something.
Coordination.
You, like, what, do you want to fail it?
I think it would be funny. I start walking weird.
We'll see, because if you actually fail coordination, it'll just make you act normal. Or so you won't draw attention to yourself.
Or maybe I'll be...
And if you fail it, it's important, actually.
No, if we fail, then the GM decides.
If you fail coordination roll, then you're not coordinated, which is what you're looking for.
Right, so, anyway...
No, we don't need a roll. The lieutenant will kind of look askance at the droid and is like, sir, you're a droid. We do have modest repair facility here.
I glance back at the droid, kind of sigh. That your services would be well appreciated, Lieutenant.
Excellent. And he motions for a couple of the stormtroopers to come up. What you're noticing is there's not a lot of stormtroopers here, but there are a few, maybe like five within sight. And so they the stormtroopers come and they begin to escort Pete inside. And the lieutenant looks to Rave and says, you are
most welcome here. I understand that you're here for an inspection.
That is correct, Lieutenant.
Okay. Would you like to rest beforehand or get something to eat, or were you more inclined
to? Well, we started.
Of course.
I would prefer to keep this kind of on the down low.
Of course.
Director Krennic himself has dispatched me. And
I understand.
Who has the drive?
Who has what?
The little flash drive that we're...
I would assume that one of the two of you have it, since the other weren't planning to come upstairs. That would... Wait, you know, what? Is there like a luck roll? Let's see if y'all remembered to bring it.
I would assume Pete would have had it.
This was the practice run.
Right. All right, well, then I'll be back tomorrow.
I'll just take some of your dinner and come back tomorrow.
All right, so Pete's going to have it?
That would make the most sense to me.
Okay. Sure.
All right, so the lieutenant brings you inside and begins down the hallway. And, you know, you have the map in front of you. Basically, you come in through the hangar, you head toward the main corridor, and the main corridor is like really wide, and you can see why right away, because there's a big honking tree right in the middle of it. And so you need room to get it actually around the tree. There are some doors to either side. You know, you have since you have the map, you know what these are. You know, there's some barracks, there's some storage, there's a couple of offices. But then you get to kind of a T intersection at the end. And looking down one side of the corridor, there's like this open door. And down the other side, there's like a closed door that has a guard posted. And he turns toward the way with the open door in it. And he says, right this way, Assistant Director.
Certainly. So how did you get stuck in this dreary post?
Strangely enough, this was a promotion. But hopefully I've been here just a few months now, and so
you know, normally, you know, a year or so of good behavior out here, and you get on one of the Star Destroyers or something. At least that's what I've been told.
Well, if I'm impressed with what I see, I'll see what I can do for you.
That's most generous, sir. And he walks you in, and so here this is a very, very large room. In fact, it's larger than the hangars themselves, and it's just cluttered with, you know, workstations, computers. There are like little alcoves in there that have just like what seems like organized mess. But you'd probably recognize it as you know, like lasers that have been disassembled, warp drives, whatever the case may be. They seem to be doing a lot of stuff here. The people inside are all in the Empire's version of lab coats. I don't know if they actually have lab coats or not. And there's also a lot of droids working beside them.
They have lab coats in Rogue One.
Ah, good. Yes. So lab coats, the coats there are. They see you enter, and most of these are like civilians, and so like they kind of stand up in a civilian type of a way. Anybody who is actually in the military will give you a proper salute, since I know you're worried about that kind of thing.
I return the salute, nod to the civvies, kind of tisk a bit at the disarray around me. But, you know, it is a backwater research place. I guess I can't expect much.
was there any part of our research in particular that wow, what is Krennic's rank? Was it commander?
He was the director.
Director Krennic.
Yes.
Yeah, right, of course. Director Krennic was concerned with.
He's concerned with progress, of course.
Of course, yes.
Wants to make sure everything is on schedule.
Absolutely. And so he immediately starts kind of giving you an update of everything that's going on, and giving you numbers, and offering to show you any kind of report that you're looking at, and you know, you're free to ask questions of the researchers if you so choose. We probably won't role play a ton of that, because wow, that would be boring, and I would have to think of like some techno babble answers that I don't want to do. But while that is going on,
can I get a general feel of whether they're being honest and the like?
Yeah. So I guess we decided that would be perception, right?
That would make sense.
Yeah, let's do perception. And it's going to be against 3 purple.
One advantage, one success.
Great. Okay. So, yeah, they...
Holy crap, I rolled well on for both colors.
The lieutenant is actually very proud of their progress, and they have been very much on schedule and doing quite well, especially considering the facilities. All of their jobs are really, really minor. You know, there's nothing. You know, they're not working on the main deflector of the Death Star here. You know, they're working on like the automatic doors for wheelchair access. But they are still actually doing a really good job. Anything for your advantage?
I'm going to allow my mood to brighten considerably.
That's your advantage? You don't need an advantage for that.
Well, no, this way they get a feel that I am well pleased with their progress.
Okay, so the lieutenant is very happy, you know, with the way your demeanor is.
Exactly.
Over in the engineering area, where our friend Pete has been sent, one of the Like the lone soldier over there, it kind of looks you up and down. Is like, oh, you've been through something here, haven't you? Come on in. And he starts going over and looking through all of his junk for a spare arm. And he, which arm is missing?
It's the right arm.
Okay. So he the first four he finds are all left arms. And he kind of looks at him. He's like, So, do you want to make any requests or anything?
I can look around myself.
Okay. Give me a charm.
A charm? Oh, okay.
Oh, you're actually good at charm. Goodness.
Yeah, but against what?
Three. Because this guy's ornery.
All right. It didn't calculate for me.
What?
What does this mean?
What is the wings with the star?
Are you using the right?
The wings are advantage.
What's the? Is that the Imperial Sigil? Yeah. What's the Imperial Sigil? That's disadvantage, right?
The circle with the, yeah, it's not a circle. What is it? A
pentagon.
Yeah, that's a threat.
And then the
little triangles are failures.
Then I got zero anything.
So he just kind of glares at you and goes, "No, I got it," and keeps looking. So, he comes back with, let's see what he comes back with. He comes back with a green arm.
Is it special in any way, or is it really just?
It's special to me.
What makes it special?
that was the game master talking.
Oh, I thought
he's like, "Nah, man, it's just standard issue." Did your old arm have something special?
Yeah.
You can roll a negotiation with him.
You are a blaster.
The assistant director thinking something a bit more useful.
Oh, the assistant director. Okay. Yes. And so, give me a negotiation roll. With two purple.
Doesn't he get a blue for name dropping the assistant director?
Yeah, pretty much. Well, he knows the assistant director's here, and so he's now putting two and two together.
Gotcha. This guy, like, I randomly just showed up, and he thought I was just some droid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, because he's not thinking. But then when you said the assistant director, he's putting it. He's like, "Oh wait, you're not one of our normal droids," you know?
Yeah. Okay, I got you. I got four success.
Oh, nice. Okay, so what do you want on it?
So here was my thinking. I know we're low level. I know there's not levels. So I was hoping for something that gives, when I use that arm to do an action, a bonus agility.
Okay, so it's like a super fast arm.
So, like, you know, if I'm going to roll, you know, ranged light.
Like then throwing toilet paper?
Be plus one if I threw with that. Or if I'm going to do stealth, but I'm only moving my arm. But
yeah.
If I'm stealthily sneaking around, you know, still just regular.
Yeah, I can dig it. Sounds good.
Yes.
All right, so he goes and finds the high, you know, the brand new model arm. And it's, what color are you?
Gold, but also shiny.
Oh, it's definitely shiny, but it is silver.
That's fine.
So he starts to work on you, and so we'll go downstairs, and y'all are hoofing it up, right?
It's not red.
Nah. he got four successes, you know? I have to match somewhat. I don't want him to, like, you know, just randomly insert himself in conversations. He goes, "You might not have recognized me, but with this red arm."
Can I have each finger be a color of the rainbow?
Oh gosh. If you paint it later, you can.
Okay. I'll check that.
Tales from the Rusty Speeder is a Play Well Network podcast. You can watch us interact with us live at twitch.tv/technofunkboy. Support us at patreon.com/technofunkboy, where you get early episodes as well as additional content. Theme song by the Technofunkboy, and thanks to Sirenscape for the amazing atmosphere and additional music used on this channel. Make sure you check them out at sirenscape.com to use them in your games.